In this bulletin, recommendations for a royal commission into Australia's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of holiday plans thrown into disarray following major delays at Sydney Airport. And in sport, Australian golf star Cameron Smith says he's playing some of the best golf of his life at the Augusta Masters. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. More than 150 New South Wales schools have been closed following heavy rain in Sydney's south and southwest. Resulting floods have led to evacuation orders in 11 suburbs, while thousands of residents in a number of other areas are being told to prepare and leave. A 68-year-old man's body was retrieved from floodwaters following an operation by police divers and the SES, but he is yet to be formally identified. The man was found in a submerged van at Cobbitty before 8 a.m. this morning. Australia is being urged to set up its own Centre for Disease Control following recommendations from a Senate inquiry examining the country's COVID-19 response. Among the 19 recommendations made in the report were calls for a royal commission into how Australia handled the pandemic, as well as greater transparency for health bodies such as the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee. The government would also be required to report to Parliament every 2 years on how prepared it was to handle future pandemics. The Senate Inquiry's Chair Labor's Katie Gallagher says that the findings reveal failings by the federal government in a number of key areas.
Particularly quarantine and the vaccine rollout, vaccine supply, aged care, and also people with a disability and First Nations people. We think some of the problems with the response, some of the failures from the government, has lengthened the lockdowns. We've had significant outbreaks as a result of them, obviously more cases and unfortunately more deaths. So we think that those on those grounds alone, there is a need for a royal commission.
Senator Gallagher added that the recommendations will be crucial in the lead up to winter, with health officials warning of a spike in cases. Former Sydney teacher and professional rugby league player Chris Dawson will be tried for murder following a High Court ruling. Mr. Dawson is alleged to have murdered his wife Lynette in 1982. Since 2020, he has repeatedly applied to have the case permanently stayed, but was denied by the New South Wales Supreme Court and later the Court of Criminal Appeal. Today, his lawyers lodged a special leave application in the High Court for a permanent stay on the charge, but the application was thrown out this morning, with Mr. Dawson to face trial from May the 9th. The Kremlin has called Russia's significant loss of troops in the conflict with Ukraine a tragedy in an exclusive interview broadcast on Sky. The invasion of Ukraine has led to more than 4 million people fleeing abroad, and the United Nations is raising concerns about the grave humanitarian crisis. But Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says attempts are being made to ease tensions and create more comfortable conditions for talks to occur.
So actually the troops were really withdrawn from that region as an act of a goodwill during the negotiations between two delegations, Russian and Ukrainian delegation.
Pakistan's Supreme Court has ruled that Prime Minister Imran Khan's move to dissolve Parliament and call an early election was illegal. Mr. Khan dissolved the Parliament last Sunday to avoid an anticipated vote of no confidence in his government, accusing the opposition of working with the United States to remove him from power. But the opposition took the matter to the country's highest court, which has now ruled in its favour, setting the stage for the Assembly to hold the no-confidence vote on Saturday. Opposition leader and president of the Pakistan Muslim League, Shahbaz Sharif, says the decision is a victory for democracy in Pakistan.
Today, the Supreme Court, with this verdict, saved the future of Pakistan, saved the Pakistan constitution, restored the sovereignty of Pakistan's parliament.
Major delays at Sydney Airport are throwing holiday plans of thousands into disarray. Long queues have been forming as people head to travel for the Easter break and Formula One Grand Prix in Melbourne, with 3 out of 8 security lanes closed at Terminal 2 on Friday morning. Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce is attributing the long wait times to what he's calling inexperienced customers who are not match fit. Mr. Joyce told a press conference people are forgetting they need to take out their laptops and aerosols. In sport, Australian Cameron Smith says he played some of the best golf of his life to be in second place after round one of the Masters. The Queenslander registered a 4-under-par 68 on day one at the famous Augusta National Course in the southern US state of Georgia. He double bogeyed the first and last holes, but registered 8 birdies in the 16 holes in between. He's told Fox Sports he's feeling good heading into round two.
It was I guess quite frustrating, the beginning and the end. The stuff in between was, you know, some of my best stuff. I can't remember hitting my irons really that good ever. So looking forward to tomorrow. My irons feel great. My short game feels great and can't wait to get out there tomorrow and make some birdies.
South Korea's Sungjae Im is the leader after round one, registering a 5 under par 67. Tiger Woods, playing his first proper tournament since his car crash in February of last year, is tied for 10th after round one. He hit a 1 under par 71. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25. Hobart, sunny, 25 degrees. Canberra, showers, 20. Wollongong, showers also and 21 degrees. Sydney, also showers and 24. Newcastle, much the same, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, also partly cloudy and 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.